Most of Jasper's pranks were pretty harmless. One time he covered the baker's car in gift wrap, and another time he filled the village's only phone booth with popcorn. Sometimes Jasper would even prank his own family members, and his mother never really forgave him for gluing all of her furniture to the ceiling. But Jasper's most famous prank was the time he put the mayor's underwear up a flagpole, which everyone thought was pretty hilarious. Well, everyone except the mayor.
Jasper!
That was the thing about Jasper's pranks. Most people thought they were pretty hilarious, unless they were the one being pranked. Anyway, one morning, Jasper woke up trying to figure out who he was going to prank next. He couldn't decide if he wanted to toilet paper his next-door neighbor's house, or replace the baker's cream-filled donuts with toothpaste. The toilet paper thing felt like a lot of work, and it had been a while since Jasper pranked Joris the baker, so Jasper decided he'd go with the donut thing for today. Jasper got out of bed and brushed his hair, then headed up the hill to the bakery. And on the way there, he passed a few people he knew. He waved to Marion the dressmaker and Miki the cheesemonger, but neither one waved back. But he figured they were just sore at him for covering their shop windows in mustard the week before. Things got stranger when Jasper walked into the bakery. His friend Dieter the shoemaker was walking out, and when Jasper said hello, Dieter ignored him. And a few seconds later, when Marta the librarian walked in to buy her daily baguette, she walked past Jasper like she didn't even see him. When Marta went to the counter to buy her bread, Joris was distracted, and that's when Jasper made his move. He pulled the tube of toothpaste out of his pocket and grabbed the glass lid off the donut platter. Or at least he tried to. Because when Jasper reached for the lid, his hand went right through it. Jasper was so confused that he ran outside and onto the street. But what happened next upset him even more, because when he stood in front of the mirror shop, he didn't have a reflection. Jasper realized that no one could see or hear him, and when he made a complete fool of himself, taking off his clothes and yelling, "Woogaloogaloo!" nobody noticed. Even when Jasper barged in on the Mommy and Me class at the yoga studio in his underwear shouting, "Ya, ya, ya, ha, ha, ha," everyone just kept doing their thing, like he didn't exist. Jasper tried talking himself into thinking this was a good thing, because if no one could see him, he could pull off some really epic pranks. Just then, a line of people walked past Jasper.